Just being, you know, staying rooted, staying grounded, being the same guy. So that's what, you know, I think that comes into play, you know, especially more, you know, now so. And I'm just going to continue to be the same guy, continue to support my guys, my teammates, continue to be prepared. You never know what can happen, and we'll see from there.
Speck said you didn't agree with the decision. You weren't happy with
that. I wasn't, you know, and I'm any competitor wouldn't be, you know, to be, you know, put in that situation where you get a chance to play, and then you're being pulled, but, you know, it's not because you played bad, so it's kind of like, you know, you're trying to figure out why. But you got to understand that some things happen in this business, and you just got to roll with it.
Do you think you got a raw deal?
Well, I mean, I think I had an opportunity to play. I respect the heck out of Coach McAdoo. I think he, you know, he did something maybe not a lot of people would have. And he gave me an opportunity, and I respect it. I appreciate it. As far as, like, any sympathy or something like that, I'm not looking for it. I don't need any sympathy. I'm built for all this. You know, I'm built for everything that's going to come my way. And I know that, you know, all of these tests and these trials are preparing me for something greater. So I look at it, you know, I look at adversity as something that can be positive. You know, I'm thankful for the adversity, and I look forward to it.
When you said you tried to figure out why, have you figured out why?
You know, that's something that maybe... I told him how I felt about it, and then we kind of moved on from there.
When you guys were flying home from Oakland, did you guys think that McAdoo getting fired, Jerry getting fired was possible? Is that something that crossed
your mind? I really didn't. You know, I don't really know what goes on outside of this building, but from the inside, they did a great job at keeping things normal. He coached us up until the last day, and he coached us hard. You know, I spoke to him before he left the building. I told him, you know, I shared my gratitude with him, and I told him how I felt about him, and I appreciated him. And, you know, he said the same, and, you know, that's pretty much it.
How was he? I mean, not many people actually saw him on was it Monday. You actually did. What was he like? What was his sort of
coach
mindset?
Is strong, man. He's strong. He walked out of here with his head up high. And, you know, I think he did a tremendous job, you know, with us this year. I know he's made me a better player. You know, I just wanted to thank him for it before he left. And that was it.
So you searched him out?
Yeah, and then I kind of saw him. I was in the weight room lifting and kind of saw him on his way out, and I, you know, went up to him.
I know the result wasn't exactly what you wanted, but do you think in the short time you showed enough to somebody to get you an opportunity next year?
I mean, to some people it'll never be enough, you know. And then to others, it will be. But that's not my job to focus on that. My job is to get better as a player, to focus on my game and how I can improve. Obviously, there are some things that I can improve on from Sunday. And so that's what I focused on.
You had said some strong things about Rex. And then I guess you tweeted out that – were you apologizing for that?
Yeah, I wasn't apologizing to him. I was apologizing for the distraction. And, you know, that's pretty much what I'm going to say about it. I said my piece about it. And, you know, I don't have any other comments about it.